My daughter's studying religion at school. She goes to a Catholic high school and they're studying about Islam. And so she was talking to me about it last night. I knew the open day was on. I know some people that work at the Lebanese Muslim Association and I follow the Facebook, so I knew the mosque was open. I thought it was a perfect day to bring her. She can ask the questions that she needs to ask because I'm not very well versed in Islam. And to see if she can get some photos.
I've been here lots of times before, but I have learnt that the mosque is very welcoming to people, and we've learnt a little bit about Islam, which has been good.
And what about you, ma'am?
Well, I'm sort of in awe of it at the moment, because it's all very new to me. It's the first time I've been here.
You're just learning.
Yes. And it's wonderful, to be accepted and allowed to come in and see. I really think it's lovely. Well,
it's good. It's the third national most open day that's been held every last Saturday of month of October. Mm-hmm. And there's more mosques participating, not only here, there's 17 other mosques in Australia. Yeah. So it's a good thing. It's getting bigger every year. This is an annual event.
Do you learn anything new or you understand something?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. That something that's a common knowledge to me, to be honest, because I learned Islam since I was very, very young, and also I've been in Australia for more than 25 years. So things change this time, but I hope it's going to be getting better with time, to be honest. I always hope for the best.
Well, I'm here to learn more, obviously. Yeah. Mm. That's why I came. I haven't been here before. Yeah. And also just to support the Islamic community, which I think they're getting a very raw deal at the moment.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I think the more of us that come and not only educate ourselves, but also just be present in numbers. Yeah. To support our Muslim brothers and sisters, within our Australian community.
استمعتم إلى بعض آراء الزوار الذين حضروا اليوم الوطني المفتوح للمساجد والذي أقيم في مسجد الإمام علي في لكمبا في سيدني. وعن رسالة هذا اليوم لزوار المسجد يقول الشيخ فواز قمز من الجمعية الإسلامية اللبنانية الذي شارك في إعطاء المعلومات لزوار المسجد.
اليوم مفتوح ضروري جدا حتى يصير التفاعل والانسجام والغير مثلا المسلمين يعرفوا من الدين الإسلامي إنه الدين الإسلامي منه شيء غريب عن أو جاي من الطريق. فنحن مثل أي كدين تاني وأي مجموعة وجزء من المجتمع الإسرائيلي عم يحاول إن شاء الله تعالى نحن نكون منسجمين متناغمين مع المجتمع كامل. فما في الإعلام والميديا أحيانا بيقولوا بيصوروا إنه المسلمين هن مثلا متشددين أو إرهابيين أو شيء. بالعكس, نحن ديننا دين السلام ودين التسامح, ومعنى دين الإسلام كلمة السلام مأخوذة من السلام. فطبعا نحن نتمنى من مثل هالأيام هذه الضيوف الغير مسلمين يجي يتعرفوا عن كسب من ياخذوا من المعلومات عن الدين الإسلامي من المسلمين, ما من أشخاص لا علاقة لهم بالدين أو من أمور بعض اللي قد يتصرف بها. جزء من المسلمين عندهم فهم خاطئ للإسلام, ويبنى علي الأحكام أنه هذا المسلمين جميع المسلمين بهالطريقة. وطبعا نحن بالعكس, نحن ندعو إلى السلام والتعايش والأمن, وهذا دي جزء من تعاليم ديننا الإسلامي.
الشيخ فواز قمز من الجمعية الإسلامية اللبنانية.
وتقول السيدة ليديا إحدى المتطوعات في الجمعية اللبنانية الإسلامية اليوم المفتوح أن أسئلة هذا العام تركزت على بناء جسور التعاون والثقة بين كافة الأديان وعدم الانجراف وراء الحملات الإعلامية المضللة.
This year seems to be really asking questions about, really around the issue of how we can make our communities a lot stronger, a lot more unified, and there's a lot more people are willing to openly recognise that the way that our country's been discussing certain topics hasn't been helpful.
السيدة ليديا إحدى المتطوعات في الجمعية اللبنانية الإسلامية التي شاركت في اليوم المفتوح للمساجد. وحضر اليوم المفتوح أيضا نائبة زعيم المعارضة الفيدرالية تانيا بليبرسك, والتي تحدثت عن رأيها في زيارة المسجد وقالت:
I'm delighted to be here today and it's a great opportunity to see the beautiful creation that this mosque is, and the architecture, the art. That's a beautiful thing to see. But what's even more beautiful is the mixture of people inside: Muslims, non-Muslims, young, old, grandparents, grandchildren, all coming together. Because the thing that has made Australia strong is the way that we love and respect and care for each other. We're stronger together. We're the most successful multicultural country on earth, and a big part of that is all of us putting an effort into mutual respect and understanding.
إذن كانت هذه النائبة زعيم المعارضة الفيدرالية تانيا بلبرسك، كما شارك في اليوم المفتوح النائب الفيدرالي العمالي توني بيرك، والذي أشاد بالتعددية الثقافية التي تجمع أبناء المجتمع الأسترالي، وهذا اليوم المفتوح في مسجد لاكيمبا هو مثال على ذلك.
Events like today are the best of multicultural Australia. We've been pretty good as a country and a community in finding space where people will celebrate their own heritage, and we've also been good at finding moments where people of every heritage celebrate together. But we haven't been as good at finding a space where people share and explain their heritage to each other. And that's what the Muslim community has taken the lead with in establishing National Mosque Open Day. And for a community that has been subjected to a fair degree of bigotry, bigotry has a lot of trouble dealing with information. And people who come to the mosques around Australia today and here in Lakemba, they walk away with two things that they might not have arrived with. They walk away with a lot of information, and they also walk away knowing people who they might not have otherwise known. And how can that do anything other than strengthen community?
النائب الفيدرالي العمالي توني بيرك. أما نائب منطقة لاكيمبا في برلمان نيو ساوث ويلز جهاد ديب فقد اعتبر أن هذه المناسبة هي تعبير عن انفتاح المجتمع الإسلامي على المجتمع الأسترالي بشكل عام.
It shows that people are willing to have a bit of a look around, and I think what's really important is that our diversity in Australia is one of our greatest strengths, and the more we get to know one another, the more we understand one another, the better it is that we actually start to work together, and that's a great thing about Australia. We talk about our multiculturalism, our diversity, but that's just Australia as it is. So it's really important that the Lakemba Mosque has opened up its doors, as have many other mosques around Australia today. And I think it's a really beautiful thing that people can just walk in and around, ask any questions that they like, but it's also just interacting with people. And sometimes we make judgments when we don't interact. And it's just as important for the Muslim community to also see people who are non-Muslims inside their mosque.